This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Ohio's reported more than 1,100 new cases of COVID-19. That's just under the 21-day average of nearly 1,300. 37 new deaths were reported on Monday, and that's up 17 from that daily average. In all, Ohio's seen more than 85,000 cases and more than 3,300 deaths. Ohio Department of Health will update its COVID-19 data this afternoon at 2 when Governor Mike DeWine holds his latest coronavirus briefing. You can listen live on 89.7 WKSU or WKSU.org. Members of the Ohio House are preparing to pick a new speaker for the second time in a little over 2 years as they consider how to replace current leader Larry Householder, who's facing a racketeering charge related to the nuclear bailout law he pushed. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has more.
In June 2018, it took 2.5 hours and 11 rounds of voting to elect a speaker to replace Cliff Rosenberger, who resigned 2 months earlier, and voting on legislation in the House was shut down. It'll be the same process this time. A candidate would need to win a simple majority, 50 votes from 99 members, and the House can hold this vote whether Householder resigns or not. Representatives Bob Kupp, Rick Carfagna, Craig Rydell, and Tim Gintner are interested in taking the gavel. All of them are seeking re-election. Speaker Pro Tem Jim Butler, who had tried to beat Rosenberger in 2014, is term limited at the end of this year. A temporary speaker could set up a months-long battle like the one in which Householder ousted Smith last year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Following Householder's arrest in what federal investigators call the state's largest bribery scheme, the Ohio House may take steps to stem the flow of dark money. Dark money, which is not subject to public disclosure, is at the center of the more than $60 million racketeering and corruption investigation that led to the arrest of Householder and 4 others. A bipartisan bill has the backing of Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Householder is accused of steering money from a corporate donor, widely recognized as First Energy, to achieve passage of last year's billion-dollar nuclear bailout bill. Akron Public Schools will hold classes completely online for the fall semester due to the pandemic. The Akron Public School Board made that decision last night to begin the year with remote learning. In a release, the district said options had been on the table, such as including having all of the district's 21,000 students physically be in classrooms for the fall, or a blended model with staggering days online and in person. The board says it will reevaluate its plans in 9 weeks when the semester's over. Hundreds of medical professionals are calling for more drastic measures to contain the spread of COVID-19, including several doctors in Cleveland. University Hospital's emergency physician Dr. Ryan Marino is one of many who signed onto a letter calling for businesses like bars and some restaurants to shut down and encourage people to stay home. He says closing down would give officials more time to ramp up testing and contract tracing.
Now we're seeing in some of these states that are even harder hit, test and trace wouldn't even be possible at this point just because of the sheer volume of cases. So that's kind of the reason for advocating for shutting things down, at least for a little bit, to get things in place.
The letter calls for limiting travel between states and a nationwide mask mandate. It was created by a national lobbying organization, Public Interest Research Group. Cleveland will be front and center in the upcoming presidential race. The Cleveland Clinic and Case Western Reserve University announced that the first presidential debate will be held at their new shared medical campus that opened last year. Cleveland was selected to host the September 29th debate between Donald Trump and presumptive nominee Joe Biden after the University of Notre Dame in Indiana withdrew due to pandemic concerns. The clinic will set a safety parameter for the debate, including whether there will be an audience, depending on COVID-19 risks. Cleveland previously hosted the Republican National Convention in 2016 and the vice presidential debate in 2004. The Medina County Fair Board has done an about-face about this year's event. Fair planners had intended to keep it completely open despite the pandemic. Now the Fair Board says all grandstand and entertainment events been canceled. It will be limited to the junior fair only. This is WKSU.